Back in 2006, we paid $292,000 for a condo on Marco Island, which is in Florida. And in 2017, we sold it for $124,000. What a disaster. Definitely the most expensive lesson of my life.
Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the 25th episode of Finding True Wealth. Today's topic will be owning a second home, the anti-dividend. We actually bought that condo as speculation. We were fueling that fire back in the day. There was actually only one guy who paid more than we did in our association, but we were about as close to the top as you can get. I want to make one thing clear. We were severely underwater almost immediately, but we did not sell short or anything like that. Purpose today on this episode is not to talk about real estate investing, speculation, or bubbles, but rather the difficulty that retirees face when they've done everything right. They've saved and invest well, lived within their means, paid off their mortgage before they retired, and everything was looking good on their plan with Peak.com website. But all of a sudden, now that they've retired, they've decided that they want to buy a Florida condo and keep their house in Michigan. And the Florida condo is not even that expensive, perhaps $200,000 or $250,000. But it was never built into their plan, financially or from a pure holistic perspective. This is why I strongly encourage people to complete the blueprinting process. If you haven't listened to that episode on blueprinting, check it out. It's episode 7. In fact, blueprinting would force you to start thinking about this type of thing years in advance, and it would be a much easier goal to achieve with proper time to plan for it. So how are we going to pay for this property? Really, life is a series of sacrifices. You have to either take that money out of your IRA or get a new mortgage. Plus the property taxes, maintenance, and killer association fees. Not to mention another set of utilities, and of course the maintenance, like the new air conditioner unit, the new tile work, and the new lanai that you have to have. In my experience, it always costs more than the most conservative projections. Again, it always costs more than the most conservative projections. Back to how to pay for the condo. In my experience, most young retirees' money is tied up in their IRA. That's why I said a second ago, you have to take the money out of your IRA or get a new mortgage. These folks were pounded over the head that maxing out the pre-tax 401k was always the best way to go, and many of them didn't take advantage of the Roth or the after-tax brokerage account. As a result, they have a huge IRA, and each dollar pulled out of their IRA is going to be taxable. So in order to pay cash for that $250,000 condo, you'd actually need to pull out something like $416,000 from your IRA, because pulling that much out in 1 year will generate a whole lot of tax and push you into a higher tax bracket, even with the new 2018 tax rates. And most people hate the idea of taking that much money out of their IRA all at once. It feels very real. And this is why I call your vacation home the anti-dividend. The money in your portfolio is earning income and hopefully appreciating for you. The property is costing you all these things I've already described, and it earns a dividend of zero. Therefore, the net change is negative when you compare it to the portfolio in the IRA, the anti-dividend. That's why a lot of people in this situation end up taking out a brand new mortgage in retirement to pay for it. This 30-year mortgage plus taxes plus association plus insurance, and it's going to run you over $1,700 per month, even with today's low interest rate environment. But ultimately, most people would rather pay that $1,700 per month rather than taking all that money out of their IRA at once. And I guess I can't blame them. But how does this affect your long-range financial plan? The problem is now you're house rich and cash poor, because with all these extra expenses, it feels like all the extra money goes towards the properties one way or another. If you want the new plan to be absorbed by the old plan, which means if you figured that you needed, let's say, $6,000 per month to live on, now that number just turned into $4,300 per month to live on, because that new house is going to cost you $1,700 a month. But you can't just start spending $1,700 per month less. Most people can't do it. It's too hard. So they check behind door number two. They keep the same lifestyle, and instead, now they need $7,700 per month to live on instead of $6,000 per month. And taking out that extra $1,700 a month out of your IRA won't cost you $1,700 a month. It's going to cost you $2,266 per month, approximately, which is over $500 more. And that's, of course, because you factor in the federal taxes and state taxes. And that adds up to $27,000 per year. And if you're taking a 5% portfolio withdrawal rate, that would be a portfolio of $544,000. What that means is if you had a portfolio of $544,000 and you were taking a withdrawal rate of 5%, it would pay you a withdrawal of $27,000. That's the amount of this Florida condo. So I experienced all of this on my Marco Island condo, the anti-dividend, the struggles with the hurricanes, the association fees, the tax hikes, the association special assessments, the broken pipes, the ridiculous handyman fees in Florida when they know you're out of state, and the shocking deflation, the property depreciation. We were young, naive. We didn't realize the cost of carrying a property out of state. We were counting on the appreciation, which is totally unrealistic. But I've seen a dozen or so cases, just like the one we described here, where people are not banking on the appreciation. They just want the enjoyment of having both properties. They want to live in Michigan in the summer. They want to live in Florida in the winter. However, the real effect is that you have both properties, but you're going to have less money to spend while you're at each location, or significantly larger withdrawals, putting serious stress on the portfolio. My suggestion in most cases is just rent for the season. It allows you to check in and check out. You don't have to deal with any of the other baggage. You can have different condos in different cities, even different countries. My mom started in retirement going down to Texas each year, and now they've been in Puerto Vallarta for a few years, and they can rent a place on the beach in a beautiful spot, which I've been to a couple times, loved it, I'd love to go back, $2,500 a month, and it would cost $7,500 a month in Florida if you were on the beach in a similar type condo. And if they change their mind, they can come back to Florida or Texas. They can go anywhere, and it's easy to change. And if their health deteriorates, or if they decide they don't want to go anymore, they want to stay home, just save the money. You don't have to deal with selling the property or renting it out. So is a second property on your list? Is it something that you're considering? Or maybe you already have one, and you're wondering if you made the right choice. Maybe you're retired or thinking about retiring soon. Perhaps it's time for a second opinion. If you have a portfolio of over $500,000, reach out to me at nick@peakwm.com or fill out our form online and apply for a meeting at peakwm.com. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.